I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
So we played this audio of how Faith Evans busted Biggie cheating a while ago. But I started thinking, oh, there's got to be stories out there. Stories out there just like hers of the crazy way you caught him or her cheating. It was like a very, that doesn't have to be like serendipitous, but it was just a very odd, rather than just walking in and being like, oh, his pants are off. But like, I don't know what the hell that was. But anyway, so I asked you guys to submit your stories and you did it justice. But in case you missed it, here is from Golden Era Stories on Instagram. And this is how Faith Evans busted Biggie.
No, Big was just younger. He was just slipping up at times, you know, just getting caught up and just doing stupid, man. It messed up their marriage.
So if Faith wasn't a singer, she would be a great detective.
God, my ears are golden. Let me just tell you. I recognize the tones on the dial pad and dialed this girl's number back.
Yo, she pressed redial on the phone and she listened to the tones that play back. And you know, when you press redial, go do, 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 do. And she listened to every tone and found each number from the tone. Like, who does that? Who has that ability to be able to say, no, that was a 4. No, that's 7. Boop.
That is insane.
I know. Oh,
I love when women.
When women, yeah.
And it makes sense because she's a musician.
Yes.
She's an artist. So she can listen to those tones and distinguish them a little better than the average person. And her putting that together was great.
And I think Gen Z and Gen Alpha probably don't even comprehend. Like, there was a time when you didn't see the number that was calling.
Yeah.
Like, you had to pick up a phone, a rotary phone, you don't even know what that is, and hit redial. And so you never once saw the number. So the way she deciphered that, dude, girl, kudos.
Kudos.
All right, so we asked you guys to share your stories. You can, if you have them now, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, please feel free to call up. But if you download the Burt Show app, yes, we have an app. There is a little microphone at the bottom of the app where you can record yourself and send us a message. So if like being on the radio, like live isn't your thing, you can 1000% leave us a message and you can delete it and record it as many times as you want until you get it right. And we asked this question and sure enough, we have some people tell us how they unorthodoxly caught their partner cheating on them.
I was dating my high school sweetheart. We were out with his best friend and a couple other people at a bar, and we ended up bringing some other people to his best friend's house for after the bar, and we were playing drinking Jenga, and before I knew it, I look around and my boyfriend at the time was not around, and there was also another chick not there. And so I go snooping around in the back bedroom, and lo and behold, I find him sitting on a couch with her standing in front of him, and he was trying to take her belt off with his teeth. And I was just so horrified. I ran into another bedroom. I started crying, and he ended up convincing me to come out of that closet and apologizing to the girl. And I did it, and I've gotten over it, went to therapy. I'm okay now.
The Burt Show actually helped me, and the timing of it all is what makes it crazy to me. The Apple update and how you can go in and find deleted text messages on your phone. And I had been having a gut feeling for quite a while that something was going on. And so I took my husband's phone and I found the text message that confirmed everything I was feeling. And what is crazy is that that message would have been permanently deleted in one day. So if I would have waited just a little bit longer, it would have been gone forever and he would have got away with it.
Okay, so let's digest both of these.
Wow.
Yeah, the first one. He convinced her to apologize to the woman he was about to cheat on her with.
I need to hear that conversation.
Right?
Because how do you do that?
That's one of those moments that you want to go back in time and relive and be like, what did he say that made me think I was the problem?
Because I hate to give that guy a compliment, but he got some game if he was able to somehow skirt accountability and make her feel like he was the victim.
He got those Jedi mind tricks.
Yes.
He used the force on her.
He did. That's one of those. He needs to teach a masterclass in manipulation and gaslighting.
100%.
Because that's exactly what happened. And then I love how the other listener was like, yeah, no, Bershow, you helped me catch my man.
We're doing humanitarian work here.
We are doing the Lord's work, Abby.
It's not just haha left funny. We're doing good to the world.
Helping the community.
And if she would have waited one more day, oof, that text would have been permanently deleted.
Wow. It was meant to be.
Kismet.
The Burt Show.